Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dr. Miriam Korick, and I've teamed up with Optometry Times to bring to you a new podcast called the You and I Podcast. We're going to be going over updates, research studies, latest up-and-coming technology in our field, and I'll also be interviewing expert guests in future episodes. I'll share my experience from the first 4 years of my career, navigating from being a new graduate who didn't know the first thing about the reality of the optometry job market, to becoming a confident young professional who is ready to embark on a new chapter, which is private practice ownership. But first, a little bit more about me. So, I graduated optometry school in 2020 in my living room through a YouTube stream ceremony like the rest of us 2020 grads. I graduated from the Pennsylvania College of Optometry at South University. I currently practice in New York City, where I'm from. I was New York City born and raised, so I'm comfortable with the fast pace of New York and kind of always knew I'd end up practicing here. Now, you're listening to this podcast, and you already know from what I told you that I'm almost 4 years out of school. So you're probably thinking, okay, this is going to be about a few years' experience as an associate optometrist at a particular practice or corporate setting, but I find my experience has been a little bit different than my colleagues. So for the past 2 years, I have rotated working in 16 different offices. Yes, you heard that correctly, 16 different offices throughout all the boroughs of New York City, all unique in their structure and specialty. So I'll give you an example. So one office is structured as a high-end optical boutique where I have 45 minutes with each patient. And optical is a part of my responsibility. So it's a one-on-one personalized eyewear experience with each patient. And then switching gears, in another office, in a more ocular disease heavy population, each exam is scheduled every 15 minutes. So I have a lot of tech support there. So it's much more fast paced. I also work in an office that specializes in vision therapy, myopia management, and in-depth binocular vision workups with a pediatric population. So basically for all this to work, me switching offices every single day, I really have to be able to switch gears based on the day in the office I'm in. It's not just like your typical same day-to-day routine that most associate docs experience when working in only one office setting. So why, right? Why not just settle in one office that I genuinely like and not go through all this craziness? Not to mention all the commuting, because it's all different locations. That's the main question I always seem to get when I explain where I work. You know how some of us, when we graduate and we just know what kind of practice setting we want, and we know through rotations and experience in optometry school what we liked, what we thrived in? Well, I didn't know what kind of setting I wanted to be in when I graduated. I didn't know what I liked because I always knew somehow inherently, even when I was a student, that the real world, the real job market wasn't going to exactly be like school. And yes, we're doing externships where we got to work in different settings, but at the time, as a student, you're just so concerned on getting the skills of doing the exam, getting the diagnosis, passing boards. I remember spending hours after clinic with my friends at the hospital externship that we had to do, just practicing on each other for part three boards. And in those moments, like, the last thing we're all thinking about as students is, oh, you know, I should ask my externship preceptor about the business of optometry. Or I should go figure out contract negotiation before graduating so I'm prepared for my first job. We throw all these things on the back burner until it's time to step out in the real world on that first job interview or that first fill-in. And my experience, I mean, I felt that practice management, contract negotiation, and just overall real-life preparedness wasn't prioritized enough in my optometric education. I felt that I really had to seek this information out on my own without many resources to get me there, which is partly why I didn't know where I wanted to practice. I didn't know if the right answer for me was private practice or corporate, or whether it was peds or ocular disease. I didn't lean one way or the other. So I was lucky that right after graduating, I was able to get my optometry license for New York right away. With the COVID shutdown during my fourth year of school, and a portion of my graduating class hadn't taken part three boards yet. So maybe it was that there was less applicants for the license at the time, but it was a lot quicker than usual. And I had my license within 2 weeks of graduating. So immediately I started doing a bunch of fill-ins. Because we were still in shutdown, and I didn't give myself any break from finishing school to jumping right into work. Because I was tired of just sitting at home, and I was so quickly able to fill my schedule to 7 days a week right away with fill-ins. I did this because, one, I was finally excited to be making money, as we all are after graduating, and two, I wanted as many experiences as possible in as many different practices as possible to see what I liked. And as you can probably guess where this is heading, I got burnt out badly after a few months. So, with the help of colleagues, a few of us started a rotational work schedule consisting of working for 2 months straight and then taking 2 months off, followed by working 2 months and then taking 2 months off again. So, essentially, each doctor would have 6 full months a year off, which is amazing. 6 months off to travel or spend time with family, maybe do a side hustle, you get the point. I traveled a lot. In the past 2 years, I have been to almost every single continent. I visited 31 countries. I slept in a pod hanging off a cliff in the Andes Mountains. I went on a game drive in the African safari. I bathed elephants in the jungles of Thailand. I've had a lot of life experiences, all still while working in 16 different offices. Question I often get is affording all this and my salary? So, I didn't compromise my salary. The months that I was back in New York City, I worked 7 days a week. And 5 of those days, Monday through Friday, were double shifts, meaning I would work in one location from like 10 a.m. to 4:30 or 5 p.m. And then I would drive that same day to another office for specialty evening hours, where I would see patients from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. So I was doing 12-hour days, and then weekends I would still do a 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. schedule. So I was definitely hovering about 75 hours a week in clinic. But this didn't even include all the commuting because I was driving from borough to borough, and I'm sure even those of you who aren't from New York City can just imagine the traffic situation. But I had chosen to work in all these different offices, deal with the commuting for two reasons. One, truthfully, I wanted the 6 months off. I wanted to travel. I mean, I haven't had the opportunity to because of optometry school and then the pandemic. And two, I just didn't know what mode of practice I wanted to be in anyway. So this rotational way of practice allowed me not only to explore different office settings, but because of the situation where I was always rotating through the same ones, I still got to know the staff and the patients of each one so that I felt comfortable enough to really explore the business, how the business was run for each of these offices, essentially. And I mean, you wouldn't be able to get that type of relationship and have that bit of consistency in just one time fill-in. So that's full circle why I made my schedule the way I did. And I mean, it worked out. Looking forward, I want to embark on a new chapter for 2024, and that is starting the process of becoming a private practice owner. I feel that from my experience of working in all these different offices, I basically got a crash course in office management so that I can cherry pick the aspects of each office that I like and the ones that I think will work and leave out the aspects that were problematic. Or I just didn't personally like in each office, but I didn't have the power to change it because I was still just an employee. My work situation worked out because when I wasn't in the office, there was still another doctor there. I would alternate months off with another doctor. So when I was working, they were off, and when I was off, they were working. But my salary obviously depended on me physically being at work. That's why I worked the long hours with the double shift. When I was off, I wasn't making any income. So essentially, I had to make close to double income during the 6 months that I was in New York City because I didn't own anything. I didn't own a practice. I didn't have a business that I can stick an associate in make money while I wasn't physically in the office. So my desire to transition into a business owner while I'm still kinda in the new graduate category is that eventually I'll be able to hire an associate so that I can make passive income. And a profitable business is an asset. So I'm very excited to start this journey using all I have learned thus far. I feel that being your own boss is what truly gives you freedom in when you work and how you practice, because you're building equity in something you can eventually sell. Also, it feels good to have continuity of care with patients. I mean, you see the same returning patients that you've built a relationship with, and it makes going to work enjoyable. Because here's the thing, as fun as my schedule was, it was also extremely hectic, and I felt like I was always running around without a home base. Like I didn't have a passion project to work on. And I understand that not everyone is going to want that. There are some doctors who want to pursue private practice and become business owners, and there are some that don't, and that's okay. My entire point of explaining my alternate lifestyle for the past few years is to express that a lot of different variations in career paths are possible with this degree that we have, the Doctorate of Optometry degree. You can go into industry. You can choose to work in academia. You can open up your own business. You can work for an ophthalmologist. There are so many combinations of jobs and different schedules. And I really want to express that to new grads and to third and fourth year students that are about to start their career. I think that with the rise of optometry groups on social media, a lot of posting has been done by new docs asking about what the norm is, or what is the expected salary or hours or benefit. I think that asking what the norm is, it can be helpful in the sense of you're gauging whether or not you're being taken advantage of, right? So whether you're the employee or the employer, but the thing is, it shouldn't be your main negotiating point, this comparison. I think that different people value different things, whether it's benefits or it's time off, and we can take action with that and build the type of schedule or business that makes us the happiest. You can always find a way to negotiate to get you a little bit more of what you value most out of your career. I think that if new grads or students are listening to this, I can definitely tell you that I never asked what the norm was. I just knew what I valued and met the right people who can make it happen for me. So one of my biggest pieces of advice for new grad students is to not overlook the importance of networking in this field. That, and it's also okay not to know what you want your first year out yet, but my advice is go to conferences, see dinners, join your local society, engage in social media groups, and build a network of people who can help you bring your career to new heights. Because there are so many endless opportunities, and you can choose to pursue what makes you feel the most fulfilled. So, me, I'm currently a board director for the Optometric Society in the city of New York, a leader in the Young ODs of New York. I have written articles for multiple optometric publications. I'm on the editorial board for Optometry Times. I've done a few Ask a Doctor presentation events with the SUNY College of Optometry, and I've been a panelist a few times at the Vision Expos. I've met a lot of awesome people networking who have helped me a lot, which is why I can't wait to bring on guests, network more, and learn about new topics in the field.
With all that being said, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. This episode was really just an introduction to the show and a chance for me to introduce myself so that there's some more background info on my experience in the field, my alternative way of practicing and navigating through my career, and to look forward to what lies ahead for me, which I will be keeping you guys posted on each step of the way. If you'd like to connect with me, I'm active on almost all social media platforms. I'll put all my links in the show notes. On a side note, I do have a Just for Fun YouTube travel blog channel where my partner and I have been posting our travel adventures in all the different countries we've been to. And that'll also be linked in the show notes if you're interested in travel. Thanks so much for listening.